the Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of May 3rd, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
Indie Media Chiapas reported that an impressive convoy of around 50 vehicles escorted 102 families of Zapatista refugees back to their homes in Sinacantan on Sunday, April 25th. The families had been forced to flee for their lives after the armed attack on the Zapatista demonstration in the area. 200 Mexican and international observers answered the call from the Zapatista Committee of Good Government and accompanied the returning refugees. International observers for human rights remained with those returning and have set up peace camps next to the Zapatista homes near Sinacantan. From the Associated Press, this story on Amado Avendaño. Amado Avendaño, a journalist and activist who became a well-known symbol of the Zapatista uprising in Chiapas, succumbed to the effects of a brain hemorrhage and died last Thursday. He was 65. Avendaño developed a reputation among friends and foes alike as an investigative journalist who was not afraid to expose government corruption and the exploitation of Chiapas' indigenous population. Avendaño is best known across Mexico for his run for Chiapas governor in 1994 with the leftist Democratic Revolutionary Party. During the campaign, he became the celebrated candidate of the Zapatistas. On June 94, during a campaign stop in his hometown, a tractor trailer ambushed the car that he was riding in, triggering a horrific hit-and-run accident that killed three people and left him critically injured. Mexican President Fox has announced moves to guarantee human rights in the country's constitution, according to the BBC World Service. The plan comes after human rights groups criticized Mexico's record. The change would allow federal authorities to act more quickly in cases such as the murders of hundreds of women in the city of Ciudad Juarez. The move would recognize human rights as fundamental. The UN Commissioner's representative in Mexico, Andres Compas, welcomed it as a step in the right direction. After a four-year decline, illegal immigration from Mexico is spiking as several thousand migrants a day rush across the border in hopes of getting work visas under a program President Bush has proposed. Many also are trying to beat tighter security to come in June. According to the Associated Press, near Sasabe, a town bordering the Arizona desert that's the busiest illegal border crossing, an average 2,000 people arrive each day. Del Ejército Zapatista de Liberación Nacional, abril 2004, a quien corresponda. Lo conocimos por su palabra. Estaba colgada en una de las hojas del tiempo como si de una pared. Y nosotros ocultos entonces, porque nos mostrábamos, nos acercamos a esa pared temporal y tocamos su corazón. Es decir, su palabra. Vimos que éramos vistos por esa palabra. No lo que éramos entonces ni lo que somos luego, pero sí nuestra casa de dolor y pena, nuestro corazón. Con mucha pena nos hemos enterado del fallecimiento del señor Amado Avendaño Figueroa, luchador social y periodista chiapaneco, es decir, mexicano. Don Amado fue un oído atento y respetuoso para el dolor de los indígenas chiapanecos aún antes del amanecer de la guerra contra el olvido. Con el fallecimiento de don Amado, México pierde un luchador consecuente. Chiapas, uno de sus mejores hijos. Los pueblos indios, un hermano, y los zapatistas, un compañero. Larga vida, don Amado. Amado Avendaño, presente. Esta es nuestra palabra.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.